This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are thrilled, pumped, and so excited that you are here to listen to us and share your time. I am so excited. I have Brittany Lee here with me. Welcome, Brittany.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so pumped that you're here. We are going to be talking all things soul today. You pumped?
Absolutely. You know,
it's such a beautiful part of our whole being, and it's an area we don't talk lots about. But before we get into asking and talking questions, Brittany, I want to share with people a little bit about who you are. So I'm going to do that formal piece and then we'll get started. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Great. So Brittany is a psychic intuitive, soul care coach, and Akashic healer who works hand in hand with those struggling in their lives to find the path to healing that is best for them. And that's one thing I really love about what you share in your biography is really it's about the individual path. We are all, you know, sentient beings. We all have, you know, similar shapes, forms, all those kind of things, but we're unique in our own individual way. So
yeah, most definitely. I mean, we're all in this together, but we're all walking our own path. So we're all going to need something specific for us.
Yeah, 100%. So curious, when you think about wellness overall, what does that mean to you?
Oh, well, I mean, there is so much involved, so it's really hard to like compact it, but really I feel it's about paying attention to healing all four corners of ourself, to heal well-rounded. I feel like attention needs to be balanced between all of our bodies to really exude that as much wellness as we could possibly have. And I know that's difficult. Balance is a funny word, because there's really no time we're all imbalance completely, right? But it really is about not just focusing on one specific area. It's really about taking care of us as a whole. So that's really important. I feel like that's what's wellness to me is taking care of all parts of us.
And you just talked about four components. Tell me what those four components are. If you can give me the Cold Notes version of what that means for you.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that we are comprised of four bodies here in this physical world. So we have our physical body, we have our mental body, our emotional body, and our spiritual body. Outside of that, we are a soul having a human experience. So I guess technically you could say five, but I like to focus on the four. Yep.
Yeah, in this form. And with the work that you do, is that where you, when you support people and you go through, you know, supporting them and doing different acts of engagement and that, do you focus on those four quadrants?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's really important. Like I said, when we're working on all of our wellness, we need to look at all four of them. So people will find that the reason why they are feeling unbalanced or they're feeling lack in part of their life is because they're only focusing on one specific area, whether that's just their mental wellness or maybe just like their physical body, always working out all the time. And none of those things are bad, but it's really important to remember the others. So I really kind of maybe help just broaden their perspective a little bit. It's hard to sometimes remember those things when you're in the middle of it, but and just bring awareness to maybe those areas that have been kind of put aside a little bit.
And you talk about, you know, it's so interesting. We all are born with intuition, right? We're all,
absolutely.
We are all connected with that. So many of us, of course, lock it down, don't listen to it, don't do the things that encourage it to, you know, come to fruition. Tell me about your journey. How did you end up doing the work that you do, because I'm assuming this has been a progression for you.
Yes. I mean, I'm not like some of those mediums out there. They're like, oh, I've had this gift my whole life. I mean, yes, I have, but not in this really outright way. Mm-hmm. I definitely, like, as a younger child, lots of children are really in touch and tapped into their intuition. And that's these imaginary friends and those things they see, those things that they hear. We shouldn't always question whether they're real or not, because I mean, more than likely they actually are. So, I mean, I did have a lot of those kind of occurrences when I was younger. And then as you grow up, you're a little bit conditioned out of them. Mm-hmm. And I think more so because we're not taught as we grow up that sixth sense is there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's so hard for people to realize that they are also intuitive, because we're not trained to hear or use that sense. Mm-hmm. But once you actually start to accept that that's something that you have and really kind of embrace it, you do start to trust it. So it really took, I had an existential crisis at a really young age. I experienced a lot of loss in my life and a lot of questions of faith. And that, I mean, I was raised Catholic. I was then atheist, and then I was over here, and then I was over there. But really finding spirituality and finding my intuition and realizing that I am this spiritual being having a human experience really allowed me to dive deeper into the gifts that I do have and really develop them, because that's all it is. It's just taking the time to believe, trust, and follow through on that.
Was it hard for you to step into that?
You know what? Honestly, it's funny because my whole life, I really, really wanted to believe. I wanted to believe it, but our mm-hmm. society didn't really show that as super accepting. Mm-hmm. So when I was kind of introduced to it, like I dipped my toes in by like going to a couple different mediums and such. And all of them were like very explicit and be like, you have a gift. This is really something you should be exploring. So when I kind of got that from, I mean, these people that I looked up to that had this gift as well, they sparked something in me. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I was really excited to look further into and pursue.
Well, and I love that you share that. If any of you are listening and you're curious about anything, whether it's intuition or taking a new path in your life, connect with the people that are already walking the walk, that have already, you know, created the pathway, because that inspiration, there's so much wisdom in that and so much to learn. So when you talk about being a soul care coach and an Akashic healer, there are some people listening right now that aren't going to know what that means. Could you share with people what that means?
Okay. Well, oh gosh, where do I start? That's a two-parter.
I know. I was dissect it the way you need to. That was a bit heavy loaded.
Oh, that's okay. I'll start with the soul care. I guess that really, they are really intertwined, but as a soul care coach, I really like to look deeper, and I like to see the soul that is behind the person, behind the experiences that they've had. And I really want to bring them back to that, because I feel like, I mean, when life happens, we really tend to fall into these roles and these labels and these trauma experiences that we've had. And that really narrows kind of our existence, our reality. And I mean, there really is no such thing as reality. It's how we choose to see our life and how we choose to perceive it. So what I like to do is really kind of open that back up for them, kind of help remove those blocks, just shift that perspective. And where the Akashic healing comes in, is really all about using the energy of the Akash. So it's that higher dimensional, higher frequency energy, in a number of different modalities, but all in terms of helping heal those four bodies. So there's definitely different approaches to doing that. And that's where it comes up to an individual basis, what each person is needing.
So when somebody works with you, what can they expect to experience?
Well, honestly, I just want them to come in with an open mind. Mm. I find that skepticism rarely finds any space for healing in what I do.
Well, end of that.
Yeah. Yeah. a desire to change, but really it's just going to be a welcome, open environment. I don't want you to fear that there's going to be any judgment. I've seen and heard it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a human too. I'm by no means standing on a pedestal. I'm just here to support you in your healing journey, and in any way that I can. And even if that's outside of myself, I really just want you to help live. I just want to help you live your best life and to its fullest purpose. So just a warm environment, open. I'm here for you.
I love that. When you think about wellness and, you know, as at Your Holistic Earth, this podcast, we're really here to help people redefine their wellness mm-hmm. and understanding there are multiple ways, multiple layers to supporting and be proactive in our health. Why do you think this is important now for people to start taking that control back or that responsibility back into their own hands?
Oh, great question. I think it's because, again, we've kind of been conditioned to look outside of ourselves for these answers, mm-hmm. Outside of ourselves for this healing. And I know I've mentioned before with you, we do have this Western and Eastern philosophy and kind of perspective on how to heal ourselves. And I think that both are necessary. I'm by no means knocking one or the other. But I think that it's important to like empower people again and realize that what they need is actually already in them. Mm-hmm. As far as if we're looking at an alternative or holistic approach, we are truly incredible beings and we have the capability of healing ourselves and shaping our reality. And that's why I think, like I said earlier, perspective is so important and mentors and coaches, they can be so helpful because that's what it is. It's outside the box. It's outside looking at the bigger picture. And really, I just want to help empower people and give them back, really that spark in their life to believe that, you know, they have a purpose, they have a reason and they can do it. They can find their own way too. Yeah. It's not about looking outside for, that approval or, like worrying about that outside judgment or needing to do this certain thing to feel love or self-worth. Mm-hmm. It starts with you and inside of you.
When you think about the younger you, and I know mm-hmm. you shared a few minutes ago that you had experienced some severe tragedies as a youth. Mm-hmm. When you think about where you stand now, mm-hmm. the wisdom you've learned, tapping into your gifts, what would be something you would share with your younger version of yourself now?
You know, probably something she wouldn't understand still.
But that's okay, right?
Yeah. And that is really that the universe has our back and it is actually conspiring to help us. Life isn't happening to us. It's happening for us. So these things, these obstacles, these sometimes horrible tragedies that come into our life, they have a space and they have a reason and they have a purpose. And just to hold on and have faith that you're going to make it through those things. Just hold on. Believe that it's all happening for a reason and that you're going to be okay.
The wisdom that we develop over time is so powerful. It's nice to go back and visit with those younger versions of ourselves. Because a lot of times, like you shared, we need to heal past experience and be kind to ourselves throughout our own journeys. That's part of what the Akasha is talking to your soul's journey and tapping into that exceptional wisdom. When you think about the modalities like out there, when you think about your own self-work and what you do, is there anything that you have wanted to try that you haven't tried yet?
Ooh, I mean, I'm a dabbler. I'm a hobbyist. I like to do so many different things. I think I'd really like to work a little bit more with our meridian lines. So these are energetic lines that actually move throughout our body. And they're actually connected to the physical body, the mental body. So it's actually like a really great, how do I put this? Like reflexology, EFT. So emotional freedom techniques. I'd really like to kind of work a little bit more in line with that. I do use tuning forks on some meridian lines. And I definitely want to kind of dive deeper into that area for sure.
So curious, I want to flip the table. If there was a question that I haven't asked you yet, what would it be?
I guess really what my mission might be. And ooh. Yeah.
Hey, what's your mission?
My mission. And you know, it's taken a long time to really kind of narrow down because all you want to do is help everyone. Mm-hmm. But if I had to focus and narrow it down, my mission, I realize, has really become shifting the perspective on what self-care is. And that is taking it from selfishness to an expression of self-love. Mm. So I really feel like once we start taking care of ourselves, even though like it's so important to take care of everyone in our life, I get that, but we tend to put ourselves in the back burner. I feel like to heal those four corners, it's important to take care of ourselves in all of those ways. And I don't want people to feel like they're being selfish when they're doing those things, because that is not the case. So that's definitely what I want to share with everyone.
And, you know, I'm curious, and if you don't want to share, that's okay. When you think about we, you know, especially as entrepreneurs and people that are of service to others, we usually tap into our desired, you know, focus from our own past experience. So I'm curious, when you think of self-care, how has it been for you developing your own self-care practice? And, you know, what does that look like?
That is really good. Again, if I am to look at all different parts of myself, my mental body, as far as self-care goes, I really love exploring. I really like expanding my mind and looking at things from different perspectives. I love having conversations with people of different opposing opinions. I love reading different books on things. That's really wonderful. Meditation is so huge for me. I mean, that really covers the mental body as well as the emotional body. Physically, yoga saved my life. Yoga saved my life in so many ways. I can't say enough about it. So that is a huge one, as well as something that I practice as well with my clients. And my spiritual body, so important, to really be paying attention to really our aura and our chakras and how outside influences can affect them, but also how my experiences are affecting them. So really taking that time to cleanse, charge, protect them, are all super, super important. And really tapping into the Akashic Records, like this beautiful body, of knowledge and honestly, again, love, like it is absolutely the space of love. So being able to tap into that is, has just been so much for me.
So when you think of somebody that's listening to this right now, who's going, oh, I can't even tackle self-care, I don't even know where to start, what would be one or two things that you would recommend that they could put into action that would be somewhat easy and hopefully habit building? What would be right to get people to start?
Oh gosh, I would start just at the beginning with baby steps. Mm-hmm. I think that when people think of this whole picture, it can be very overwhelming and you don't start to take those steps because you're like, oh my God, that is so much. I just don't know how to do that. So I would start with a little bit of self-evaluation, a little bit of self-awareness. So if you really did break down those four bodies, what is the tiniest thing that you can do for them? So, I mean, for your mental body, sit down before you go to bed at night and write out that to-do list for tomorrow. What is that going to do for you? That's going to help you actually fall asleep faster. It's going to help you relax. It's just going to take tomorrow's worries out of the way. So, I mean, that's a super easy one. As far as like your physical body, drink a glass of water in the morning. Commit to having like just one glass of water in the morning and just do that on a regular basis. And I know that sounds silly, but it's just one thing. And I mean, you can step up from there going to do a 10-minute walk or just doing like a 5-minute stretch. So again, very, very simple little things. as far as meditation, I know that there's always a lot of kickback on meditation because it's just spoken to by so many people as being helpful. And the truth is it does so much for you. And really just maybe looking into what is the easiest ways to start meditating. You can do it in 30 seconds. You can start meditating in 30 seconds because all it is clearing your mind for those moments and bringing your attention to the breath. All of these little things, those add up and they are self-care. And really, I think more so if we're going to talk on an individual basis, is writing out a list of the things that you love that you're not doing for other people. So, I mean, take that time if you're still in that selfish mindset, what can I do for myself that's selfish? We're going to eventually switch that from selfish to self-love, but what are those things that I only do for me? And then just start doing them slowly, because what you're doing is caring for yourself. You're shifting just a little bit of time in that day inwards, and you're already starting your healing journey when you do that.
And you address it so beautifully, because when we step in to help other people, whether it's our family or loved ones, from an empty cup, you're not receiving the best version of us.
Yeah.
We're in reactive mode. We're not thinking clearly. We're not responding well, and we're not serving at our highest good. So when we flip the script to make us the priority, we can really, truly rise and shine when we help other people. Your mission is great.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it's generational changing. So thank you for doing the work that you do. I'm thrilled that you're here and sharing this message, because many of us have a hard time shifting from that understanding that it's okay to take care of ourselves. It's not selfish.
Right? Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me and allowing me to kind of share my purpose. I'm getting really excited about putting it out there more and more and kind of raising that awareness that each and every one of you are so important. And I mean, love starts with you. You need to start loving yourself first. And I'm proud of you for every step you take.
Oh, I hope you guys heard that. Love starts with you. So Brittany, I can't thank you enough again for being on the show. You guys, if you want to connect with Brittany, all of her contact information is going to be in the show notes. She is also offering a discovery call. So if you're curious about stepping into either the four quadrants of your body, some Akashic help, or even just how to step into your own self-care routine, reach out to her. You guys can find her on her website. Again, that will be in the show notes. Don't hesitate as well. She's in Your Holistic Earth. She's a wonderful member of our community. All you need to do is go into our directory and search her there, and you'll find her there, as well as any events that she might have listed and up and coming. So again, Brittany, thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I look forward to seeing what you get up to next.
Oh, thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to every single one of you.
Oh, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Winning with Wellness. It is an honor and a privilege, and this show would not exist without you, the audience, the listener. We encourage you to step in and ignite the wellness warrior in you. Again, do not hesitate to come and visit us at Your Holistic Earth, where you can tap more into redefining your wellness. Thanks again for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.